Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Sarah Daly. Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Fresh off a party with a rat.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Thank you so much for coming, Miles.
Yeah. Sorry I was a little bit late there. I came in, had a, believe it or not, an old man dinner appointment reservation at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Because that was the only time I could get into this restaurant.
Right.
It was packed on a Saturday night. So he said, we have two for 5 o'clock. I said, all right, I'll get there. Thought I had plenty of time at the hotel. I don't know if I told you guys about this, but it's very strange. It's me and my buddy Charlie. Very strange to get an Uber to Chuck E. Cheese with two grown men in the back of a Toyota Prius. So we put the location down. I sit in the back, and he's, James? I'm like, yeah, that's me. He goes, Chuck E. Cheese, right? And I was like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. He's like, by the mall? And I'm like, well, it's right. I put it, the address in the Uber thing. Yeah, right. Chuck E. Cheese, yes. He's like, okay. And then he just...
They got great pizza, okay.
It was a really quiet ride the entire time we got there. Then we pulled in front, he goes, okay, we're here at Chuck E. Cheese. Thanks, man.
My favorite part is all these listeners like, oh, I met Miles. And I thought there's got to be somebody who's lying and saying that they're Miles.
Right.
I had no idea that you were there until finally I go on Instagram and some listener had a picture of you. I'm like, well, sure as that. There's Miles right there. Yeah.
So I never saw you the whole time.
You didn't say hi to Steve?
No.
Well, he was talking to people taking pictures and stuff.
He saw you from far away.
Yeah.
Hi, Miles. So,
I had no idea Miles was there.
You can kind of supersede him. You work with him.
Oh, here's what happened. So I go downstairs.
I needed to see a picture from a listener to know Miles was there.
First of all, kids don't look where they're walking. So it took me forever to get to the bathroom. So I go downstairs, almost rode over like 10 kids. And then I go to the beer line, which is packed.
Because our people were there.
They're drinking beer like crazy. And I'm like, oh, no. And then my phone goes off and it's like, your reservation's in 20 minutes. If you want to cancel, press in or whatever. Or, you know, yes. I'm like, yes.
We had pizza, we had chicken wings, we had french fries.
Oh, I saw all the party.
Cotton candy.
My other favorite Miles moment was when he asked Danny and I, like, you guys got a pitcher over there or anything? I'm like, they don't sell pitchers of beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
I was trying to make it fast because the line was so long.
You can only have two, like, per visit.
Can I just rifle one?
Really? Is that their rule?
Yeah.
Two per visit.
Yes.
I'm here with all these goddamn kids and you want me to, like, bro. Do you not have children?
That's why you come with a disguise. You put a mustache on.
Oh, I'd have those Groucho Marx glasses in a heartbeat.
I think that's a good call out of Chuck E. Cheese.
Right?
You don't want somebody like me being like, well, they got a hell of a price on the beer down there, right. So let's hang out.
That was my biggest fear, is that the people at Chuck E. Cheese were awesome to us. They're going to pull us aside and be like, your listeners are just a little too much. Like,
right.
Everybody's wasted. Like, the line for the beer was ridiculous the entire time we were there.
So I jump on Uber again real quick. I'm like, all right, we got to take off, man. So a guy pulls up, and we get in the back of the car, and he goes, how's Chuck E. Cheese?
It would have been great.
We're like, it's crazy in there. It's anarchy. He's like, yeah, yeah, I bet it is.
As you were getting dropped off, you should have looked at him and go, oh, crap, I forgot my kid.
Can we go? both drivers are like, what in the hell is going on? Anyway, okay, today we're going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions that just announced the people who are getting in. A lot of people who have been waiting for this for, you know, 20 years, it seems like, that as far as their eligibility is concerned, mm-hmm. which I think is 25?
25 years from their debut album, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we have the 10, in no particular order, is that correct, Mike?
Correct.
The 10 inductees into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
10, number 10.
Migs got moves over here.
I'm just going up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Dude, I was at a bar Saturday, and the bartender said his dog's name is Fife.
Okay, that's awesome.
For Fife Dog. Okay. I was like, that's pretty Fife good. Dog.
This is like MTV generation hip hop
right
there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I was telling Mike, like, everybody loves Tribe. They're loved within the rap community, but I never felt like they never crossed over to like Jay-Z or Nas or that level.
Mm-mm.
But everybody respects him, and mm-hmm. Q-Tip's the man.
10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nine, number nine.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog when snooping around my door.
How many people have performed this song?
I just don't think you can call someone Big Mama now. You know, like, how's it going there, Big Mama?
Unless she introduces herself as
a Big Mama.
Don't give her the nickname.
What did you call me?
This is my wife, Big Mama. I'm sorry, my ex-wife, Big Mama.
It'd also be kind of funny if she's just like 4'9" and tiny.
I don't know why they call me that.
I'm assuming this is posthumous. Probably not around. Or is
I think Big Mama might be in the big sky.
Exactly. I mean, if Elvis covered this, my math says.
Elvis did.
Dude,
I'm kidding.
10 inductees.
I only know the Elvis version.
In this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Eight, number eight.
You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place.
Stevie, did you drive through Santa Fe on your way to Albuquerque?
We did go to Santa Fe a couple of times.
Was it like what she says?
If I had heard her, I would have beaten her with her guitar. I don't know. This is like a camp counselor.
I think she's saying San Jose.
Oh, San Jose.
Never been to San Jose.
I thought she said Santa Fe. I guess it's the wrong state, isn't it? I'm going to San Jose. I'll breathe the air down there.
I had a layover there once.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Who the hell is this?
Dionne Warwick.
Oh.
I thought it was Santa Fe. I guess it's San Jose.
This sounds like a TV theme song.
It does.
Steve, think psychics late at night. That woman.
She actually performed at the Skagit Casino a handful of years ago. Or not Skagit Casino, the Swinomish Casino. And Brad, my husband, did her stage announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. It was great.
Well, she's got lots of friends in San Jose. It sounds like a wonderful town now. 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Seven, number seven.
This goes right back to the MTV generation of hip hop as well.
Yep.
I was going to say, what's the 411 on this artist?
Right?
Mary J. Blige in her tall boots. She always rocked the tall boots.
Yeah.
That's cool that all these guys are getting it. 10 inductees. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Six.
Okay. There's another one. That's cool these guys are getting it.
I mean,
I'll forever give her props for that one music video where her butt's just hanging out on a Navy ship.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
That's all I got.
They always show those side-by-side photos, though, of Cher, you know, 40-odd years ago and Cher now, and she really does look the same. And I know that her bank account probably helps with that, but she looks great.
We used to watch the Sonny and Cher show on television as kids.
Yes, read it whether we wanted to or not.
I didn't really want to.
Yeah, if I have to pick a gay icon, I'm taking Cher over Madonna.
Oh,
yeah. 100%. I didn't know we had a pick, but yes.
Yeah. If we had to.
I'm taking Manilow. These are 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Five, number five.
Oh, when you come crash.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, this is the song you play. I almost hit my wife once. Seriously, she's in Queen Anne. She's like, I'm walking across the street. This car comes to a screeching halt. It's about to blow through the light. She's like, I looked at the windshield, it's Dave Matthews.
No.
Yeah, he was like super apologetic and all that. She's like, I like his albums too much. So I was like, cool.
spit in his car, dropped a bunch of poop all over the road.
Right, and took off.
I forgot about that story.
Okay, that was one of my favorite stories.
It's so
like
great.
Dave Matthews, of all the people, dumped his turds into the Chicago River.
And Mike, if you just knew how many boats and traffic are on that river at any given moment, you would understand how bad it is to dump a busload of crap to the grate on that bridge.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. Obviously, he was the bus driver. Dave wasn't up there like pressing the button, like, let's drop poop here. But I mean,
I'm the king of the castle.
Exactly. Right.
Don't drink the water.
It's kind of like Enum Claw. They didn't do anything.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But they got the ball.
Wow.
These
forever
are,
tainted.
Exactly. Yeah, right. 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm going to ask you guys the same question I asked Taryn. Can you name one other song by Kool & the Gang?
Hang on.
How do you get in the Hall of Fame if we only know? I mean, look, that's a great song. Be in the Hall of Fame of wedding songs.
They got more than one.
They have more than one, but you're right. Just off the top of your head, it's hard to think. Right, you're going to rattle off like 8 songs that you'll know from.
So, just hear what we have in the system. They got Jungle Boogie.
Yep.
Get down on it if you really want it. Yeah, Ladies Night, Fresh, Cherish.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle Boogie.
Yeah, exactly.
I stand corrected. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Damn, Megs. These are 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good choice.
So, half the members are from England.
I thought only one guy was from England.
And then half is from the United States, right?
I thought like Lou Gramm, the lead singer, was the only technically foreigner.
Yeah, I was going to say, who is the foreigner?
It depends where they're playing. When they play in England, it's the two U.S. guys. When they play in the U.S., it's the two English guys.
Okay. There's one guy from Santa Fe, I believe, as well.
And one guy from Santa Fe. Yeah.
He's the guy.
Which people think is Mexico anyhow.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number two.
Wasting away again in Margarita. Are they doing this only because he's dead?
Yes.
So you think if he were still alive, they'd be like, Jimmy, let's wait a minute.
We'll just wait till you die.
I'm not trying to be a cynic, but... I think he's terrible. musically, I think he's garbage, but everyone likes him as a human being, so I think it's luck. We'll put you in the Hall of Fame, but you got to die first, Jimmy. His stuff is not good, but people like you.
People love him. They do. I mean, it's crazy the culture that man
created. Like the original Swifties. Like this unbreakable bond.
I've seen, you know, the plugs you plug into your car, like for your, you know,
USB or
whatever. Now the old school ones, like for your like lighter and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Guys in Meriwether used to open up the back of their truck. They had blenders that attached to that. They had their blender and they're making margaritas in the back of the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, SUV before a show. In the parking lot.
And during the shows, didn't they all carry buckets with, like, the foam tubes because they were too lazy to go to the bathroom, so they brought their own bathroom with them?
That was the first time
I've
saw
never heard that one. Yeah, they would get, like, those, like, buckets at, like, a Home Depot and then get, like, the noodles, like, the pool noodles and cut it so that you created a toilet seat.
Did you never come to my house when I had a camping toilet that I made?
I fathom what a camping toilet is. I've never heard of people taking them into a show.
Yeah, the parrot heads were too old and lazy to go to the porta potty, so they would just take a poop right there.
You lose your spot, you know? You waited all day
That's
for
that
true. Spot.
That is your spot. No one's going to take
guy
it
who
at
listens
that point.
To us, Eastwood has one in his living room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
One, number one.
About damn time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder, you think Ozzy's got it in him to knock out one or two tunes?
Could that be his swan song live?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Man, it is hard to know with Ozzy.
Yeah.
Either he could do a full tour or he'd get through half a song and drop dead. You just don't know with
him. I'm also curious, who is it, just Ozzy or is it any members of his backing band? Like, does Randy Rhoads get a nod in this?
I think this one is just Ozzy.
It is just Ozzy.
Yeah.
Because I want to say, is Sabbath already in?
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
It should be.
But you're right. Like, they should, like Randy Rhoads, who else? Like, Jakey Lee.
Rudy freaking Sarzo.
Rudy Sarzo.
Right? Played bass with them forever, yeah.
That's a very cool award, though. You know, fun fact, our radio has awards, too. They have a Radio Hall of Fame. They have Morning Show
Hall nobody
of Fame,
cares. So. If you're not like Casey Kasem, Howard Stern, we're done.
You won one, right? Thanks.
No, I got nominated for a Hall of Fame.
Well, that's very good.
Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah. That's impressive.
Hey, it'll be posthumous. When you die, I'm going to lobby hard.
Yeah, please. It's Jimmy Buffett me. Jimmy Buffett me, baby.
You guys have more Aerosmith tickets tomorrow?
All week long, baby.
Okay, we just gave Are some away
in?
There.
Aerosmith in the...
Yeah.
They got to be.
That'd be crazy if they're
Ozzy
not.
Ozzy is just getting in now, man.
And cool in the gang, you guys.
Shot of the day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.